Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. It is Friday. TGIF. It's the Friday leading up to Halloween, which is very exciting. And I hope everyone had a great week. Thanks for tuning in all week. We have so much to get to. One of the biggest stories out of today and probably capping off this week is a story about what the Biden administration plans to do with the families that were separated at the border. Now, if you saw this headline and you thought this was a joke, you thought this was a Babylon Bee article, I would not blame you. If you hear me talking about it and you think I have the numbers wrong, I also would not blame you. But the numbers...
Not a joke.
This is not a joke. Woker jokes on Thursdays. Fridays is for the real stuff. White House considering payments of $450,000 per person to immigrant families separated at the border. The reason I'm pretty blown away by this is because this feels like an effort on the part of the White House to virtue signal to the ACLU, who is, you know, proposing these lawsuits, and to, you know, the Dreamers and to far left progressive radicals. But they're only, you know, trying to help or pay back these families that were mentally traumatized by this family separation policy during the Trump administration. But the reason I'm confused is because based off what I've been watching on the news, and to be fair, I don't tend to tune into CNN or MSNBC, so maybe they're getting different footage than the Fox News drones. But what I've been seeing is there's a lot of trauma happening right now. So how is that going to work? I've seen kids dropped off of the wall by smugglers onto the ground or just abandoned on the border. I've seen thousands of Haitian migrants huddling under a bridge in Del Rio. Are all of those people going to get $400,000 too? I'm sorry, $450,000. I don't want to shortchange anybody. This seems like something that isn't going to be sustainable. But then again, it is the Biden administration, and that kind of goes without saying.
Why would we have to give payouts to something that's been defined as not a crisis?
That's very true. It was all manufactured. It was fake outrage. But it's weird to me that this is something they want to highlight again, because we've seen the footage of how kids were kept in, I know they're not called cages anymore, under President Biden, the decent, honorable grandfathery whisper President Biden, but didn't look great. Kind of looked like sardines. Saw a lot of those tinfoil blankets that Biden claims you don't see as much of those anymore. I did see a lot of them. And the pictures were only courtesy of Project Veritas, because there's no photos allowed. Most transparent administration in history, of course, they wouldn't want photos getting out, God forbid. But this hasn't been smooth sailing for them. So for now, for them to say, oh, well, we're going to pay each person who was affected by the family separation policies of the evil orange man $450,000. It's such a slap in the face to every single American. And every aspect of this administration, this Leroy Jenkins administration, they just come in, they mess everything up, has been a slap in the face to taxpayers. And I'm not just talking about the border, and we will get to that. I'm also talking about this Build Back Better. I'm also talking about Jen Psaki being asked about the supply chain crisis and saying, oh, the dreaded tragedy of the treadmill, the delayed treadmill. Ron Klain saying inflation's high class problems. Pete Buttigieg laughing off this as, oh, there's two types of Christmas shoppers. People losing their jobs because they're mandated to get vaccinated. And then at the same time, our borders are being completely overrun by people who not only don't have to get vaccinated. That should be, I would think here, if regular American citizens don't have the right to decide what's happening with their bodies in the vaccine, why are illegal aliens being treated differently? That should be number one. But also, there's been plenty of reports that the people who are crossing the border, a large portion of them are very sick. I distinctly remember a story, and I can't recall what chain restaurant it was, but there was a family of illegal aliens at a chain restaurant, I think in Texas, and they were so visibly sick that people in the restaurant actually called the authorities and said, something's going on here with this family. And the authorities came, they were illegal aliens, and you know, one of these Catholic organizations was taking them in. And maybe they had COVID. I don't remember the exact story. I'm pretty sure they did. But they probably had other problems as well. And I'm not saying that to be heartless. I'm just saying that when people look at this situation, they really are feeling like it's a bizarro world. Like, wait, why are there two systems of justice? Why are there two rules? There's two sets of rules here. And when you read a story about these illegal aliens getting $450,000 per person, you know how much it's going to cost taxpayers? $1 billion. And I know nowadays that's nothing.
It's not going to cost anything. It's paid for.
It's going to cost you $0 if you make under $400,000 a
billion
year.
Dollar plan costs $0.
And that's another issue here, is that Joe Biden, who's in Europe right now, I don't know if people saw those pictures of him meeting with the Pope. Really riveting stuff. Ugh, the photo of the entire group of them. I saw Anthony Blinken there, Jill, some other folks there. It just looked depressing. It looked depressing, and the Pope's there. And I guess Joe made some joke, like he gave him a coin or something, and said, "If you lose..."
Does the Pope wear a hat?
He said, "If you lose this coin, you got to buy the drinks next time." I don't know. Again, we didn't have a live feed. Most transparent organization, administration in history, no live feed.
Is that the drinks they serve at communion that he's not able to take?
Yeah, well, that is a problem here. And now you sound like the Catholic reporter at the White House press briefings who's obsessed with all these questions about abortion. He's not exactly, for most Catholics, a picture-perfect Catholic, which none of us are. But he does pose a few problems for people because it's like, how can you be a devout Catholic and be pro-abortion? It doesn't really. And I would say pro-choice, but right now with these liberal Democrats, it isn't just pro-choice. It's pro-abortion.
So you would say Joe Biden's Catholicism is problematic?
I would say I'm calling it into question. Like his math, it is fuzzy, is what I would say, Taylor. Now, something else I did want to talk about here, though, really quickly, and we'll take your calls on everything. Biden in Europe, there's a lot of buildup with this election between Youngkin and McAuliffe. And McAuliffe, I've been reporting on this now for like 3 weeks, he's spiraling out of control. And you know how sometimes you start to, like, you'll say one thing, you'll put your foot in your mouth, you know, if you're at a social event or something. This has happened to me. Put your foot in your mouth and you say something and you're like, oh, shoot, I shouldn't have said that. And then you just can't stop. And then it just gets worse and worse. And it's like, oh my gosh, I have to shut up. I can't shut up. That's McAuliffe right now. He made a mistake. I don't even want to say he misspoke because he meant it. But his big gaffe, his big issue was saying that parents shouldn't be involved in what their kids are taught in school. And since then, he has just gone off the rails, storming out of interviews. Wait till you hear what he said to a crowd of voters yesterday. Talk about offensive, the latest cut of him. And the poll numbers look like this is a really, really tight race, which basically makes me think that Youngkin is going to run away with this. Because if the polls tell you it's tight, that doesn't look good for a Democrat in Virginia. Now, the other thing I did want to say here is that I saw a clip, and the reason I have to bring this up is because once in a while I'll see something and it gets me mad on a different level. All this stuff gets me mad. You know, $450,000 for every illegal alien who was separated at the border from their family. That gets me mad. All this nonsense. But I just saw a video of a group of protesters, Build Back Better, big old Backstreet Boy protesters, outside of a wedding that Kristen Sinema was officiating. Now, if you haven't been following this, Kristen Sinema is a moderate Democrat from Arizona. And she's posing a big problem for these far left radicals because she won't bend the knee and just go along with their crazy pie in the sky spending. So she's been harassed by these protesters who really think in their deranged worldview, they're doing something. They really think they're doing something here. They think they're like courageous and brave, profiles and courage award. They all think they're mini AOCs, like the sky's the limit. I'm changing the world. And so they go to this wedding she's officiating and they stand outside of it with like signs. And they, of course, they all have their masks on and they're screaming, shame, shame. They're screaming. And the mother of the bride has to come out and say, can you guys please just go down the street for like an hour? My daughter's getting married. Someone, and I hate to make this about me, but someone who's been waiting for 2 years to get married, I cannot tell you how horrid and disgusting I find those people. To ruin someone's wedding because you're afraid that the civilian climate corps budget is going to get cut, or that family paid leave is going to be ruined by Joe Manchin, or that cow farts are going to exist for 10 more years. To stand outside another person's wedding venue and scream like a complete freakazoid drives me bonkers. That I can't even describe to you the lack of decency that you have to do that. That the mother of the bride has to come out and beg you to be a normal human being.
Would your mom have been that nice?
Taylor, I think you know the answer to that.
I've met your mom.
She's a very nice person.
She's a strong individual.
She is, and she would not have been that nice. My mom is, in the best way, a fierce mama bear. I talk about this a lot. She would be out of her mind. She would be like, that woman was kind of pleading with them, you know, like you would do with a spoiled brat who's throwing a tantrum. You say, please, 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 please. You know what? If you just stop crying for 10 minutes, then you can come back and we'll give you some candy and everything will be fine. My mom was never that approach. She would have been like, you better get yourselves out of here by the time I count to three or else. And the people are like, well, tell her to get out of there then. It's like, honestly, get a flipping grip, please. Nobody cares about your politics. I talk about this a lot, but I saw Rochelle Walensky at the mall a few weeks ago. I would have never in a million years thought to approach her and badger her about what I consider to be her stupid ideas and her bad policies and her asinine interviews on television. I would have never done that. Because it's just a line you shouldn't cross if you want society to function properly. These people are out of their minds. They're bothering Joe Manchin on his beautiful houseboat. They're following Kristen Sinema into the bathrooms and recording her. And now they're ruining young people's weddings. And for that, I will not stand. Us brides, we have to look out for one another. 844-500-4242. We have so much to talk about today. Very excited. We have tons of sound to get to. We'll keep the lines open all day long. Sean Spicer coming up in the 1 o'clock. And of course, Crazy Karens as well in the 2 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. It's The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
I don't disagree with anything people with your point of view and your rights. It's my daughter's wedding.
So throw her out.
Please just go down to the corner for 1 hour. Please. It's my daughter's wedding.
Shame.
Just 1 hour.
Shame on you. And people are texting in saying there was people at the wedding dressed as Native Americans. I read that as well. And that's a whole nother argument. You don't ruin someone's wedding. It's just not a decent thing to do. I really can't. And here's another thing I want to add in. I was on Twitter today, and I guess this is why it kind of all boiled up for me, you might say. Everyone knows I love Carol Markowitz, had her on the show this week. She's a great writer. And you know what? She's a really nice person. I've actually reached out to her before when I've gotten hate on things or, you know, felt overwhelmed with, you know, Twitter backlash or trolls. And she's just a good person. And she wrote a piece about Ron DeSantis in Florida and how they're doing everything right. And Keith Olbermann wrote this back to her. He quoted her tweet and said, and we all know Keith Olbermann is unhinged. Trump broke him. It's official. There's no repairing it. He is a broken man. And he's always yelling and he's always foaming at the mouth. He's always got like that white spit on the corners of his mouth. He wrote 60,000 dead there. Third highest total by state. Third highest total of cases. And this right-wing idiot, Carol, of the fascist New York Post, indifferent to human suffering and pimping this would-be dictator, Ron DeSantis, is celebrating it instead of recognizing the tragedy. She is slime. And I read that, and she responded back, like, really funny, didn't let it bother her, you know, because she knows that he's nuts, and it says more about him than it does about her. But coupled with the protesters yelling shame at the mother of a bride, I was just like, ugh, the left has lost it. I thought they were the party of civility. I thought they were going to restore us back to unity and decency and all that other crap. They're nuts. They're not nice people. Captain Bob, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Captain Bob.
Yeah, Grace. So I have a Catholic comment. I'm an usher at our church, and so what happens if there is a noisy baby, usually, and if the mother doesn't come to the back of the church, we usually send the usher over and say, hey, would you mind coming back and not causing a disturbance? In the churches seem to be a lot more populated. Of course, COVID is certainly over, and I was thinking, gee, I wonder if people are praying more that this country gets squared away. I have a comment as a commissioned officer. The Biden situation puts all commissioned officers, doesn't matter what military service, to protect this country. And if any of
Captain Bob, you got to get to the point quick. We're running out of time.
It's a UCMJ. We're required to.
Oh, sorry, Captain Bobby. Now you're hitting you're dialing on your phone. But yeah, I think everyone is pretty concerned about where this country is going, and we're going to talk about that when we return. I mean, Biden is over his head. I just got a text from someone who said, you know, Biden met with the Pope, and the reason they didn't have it live on camera is because he told the Pope, "I'm overwhelmed." And also, do you have any ice cream? And I wouldn't put it past him. You can see it in his eyes.
This wallpaper he got on the ceiling's great. Where'd you get that? Sears and Roebuck?
He looks overwhelmed. But don't worry, he's ready to fight climate change. And I want to tell you guys something. I actually have good news on the climate change front. We've added a few more years before the end of the world. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I really am baffled by this $450,000 per person for trauma about being separated at the border. It's, to put it mildly, it's a bold move by the Biden administration. It's like they're trying to have a red wave in 2022, when you really think about it. Because when you talk to people, and this is something that I try to do when I'm not on the air, is really gauge what people are paying attention to. Because there's a lot of stuff that's interesting to me that doesn't necessarily resonate with people who are busy with other things and they're not worried about it. And, you know, that could be, for example, the Andrew Cuomo story. Andrew Cuomo is going to be arrested. Some people are talking about that. Some people could care less. A lot of people, they care about what affects them. But one thing I notice If you ask people who are conservative or even independent stuff that bugs them about this administration, the border definitely is one of the top three things, because it's such a visual representation of the hypocrisy we're dealing with on so many fronts, with vaccines, just with justice in general. And people see that and they see the dysfunction and it drives them crazy and they start talking about it. I have conversations with people all the time and they're concerned about the border. And then you get this story and it feels like now they're, this administration's at a point where they have us and they're just rubbing our faces in the dirt. You know, they're just trying to show us that there are two systems of justice and there is a special class of people that's going to be treated well and isn't going to be forced to do things they don't want to do. And that is not us.
I can't imagine that these proposed payouts aren't irking liberals too. I mean, if these are payouts for, we're so sorry, Orange Man bad, separated your families, here's $500,000 for each of you. And yet liberals are standing by saying, well, Orange Man treated us bad too. You know, he took away our voting rights, our rights as women to our own bodies and whatever else made up things that you want to claim. Where are our payouts? That's a slap in the face.
Well, then you also think, Taylor, there's been activists for decades who have been asking for reparations for slavery. And they probably are also thinking to themselves, wait, hold on a second. We're giving out this money to people who aren't even citizens here, who aren't, you know, taxpayers. And where's our payout? And you're right. There's going to be a lot of different groups that feel unjustly forgotten about. And when
that's if I were a clear thinking liberal, which I apologize for the oxymoron.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, you just broke down a lot of logic and a lot of facts, and that is not something that liberals appreciate. But when I'm reading here from the New York Post, you have to listen to this. The paper reports that the average demand in each lawsuit adds up to approximately $3.4 million per family, while the settlement offer being mooted by the Biden administration amounts to around $450,000 per person and close to $1 million per family. Now, the reason is because of the family separation policy that affected 5,500 children, and advocates say caused physical and mental trauma in children who were taken from their parents. Depending on how much is doled out to settle each claim, the cost to taxpayers could approach $1 billion. I thought Senator Tom Cotton put this in a pretty succinct way. He said it's unthinkable to pay a burglar who broke into your home for the psychological trauma they endured during the crime. Yet the Biden administration wants to reward migrants who illegally entered our country with up to $450,000 each for just that reason. Insanity. It really is insanity. And you know, Taylor brings up a good point that the people who were broken by Donald Trump, the Keith Olbermans of the world, this is never going to, it's going to be a blip on their radar. They're never going to get angry about something like this, because at least Orange Man Bad is no longer president. And it could be worse. Biden could be telling us to inject bleach into our lungs. That's their response for absolutely everything. But there is a group of people who voted for Joe Biden, not because they are far left progressives, not because they want welfare socialist bills to be passed, but because they were tired. They were tired of the news cycle. They wanted things to go back to normal. I know a lot of people like that. And this is something that is so blatantly insane that people like that might wake up to it. Tom, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tom.
Grace, this topic has my blood boiling. And what they're doing by the ACLU files a lawsuit against the federal government. They probably shop a judge.
Right.
And that they know that is sympathetic to their cause. And then the Biden administration gets back and says, well, we had a judge who told us we have to give these people compensation. So what this is going to do, it's going to send a message to Latin America. You know what? Cross our border illegally. Bring your infant children. They'll end up getting put into so-called cages or confinement, whatever. Get separated because of the bureaucracy. And eventually you're going to end up with a check. So, you know, I guess the point of my call is that people on their social media sites need to post it. You know, and I don't care what your affiliation is. You don't get a check for just crossing the border.
Yeah, and Tom, you bring up a good point, because this is something I noticed with the Haitian migrants as well, is that this administration, and maybe it's their incompetence, but, you know, we always say in this studio that there's, when you have the choice between, you know, malice or incompetence, it's usually incompetence. With this administration, I'm getting rid of that. I'm getting rid of that idea, because most of the time I think they are incredibly nefarious and evil with a lot of these plans. One thing I noticed was when the Haitian migrants were coming over, they tried to send single males back to Haiti. And when they dropped them off, they were getting, you know, shoes thrown at the plane, and the migrants were not happy about being flown back to Haiti. And they were specifically taking single male adults, and flying them back. And immediately I thought to myself, that incentivizes people to either bring children, to find children to bring, to grab a kid and say, all right, we're going. If I have you with me, I'm a sure thing. And Tom just brought up that same point with this. You know, Tom was nice enough to say, bring your kids over. But in a lot of these cases, the kids that they're bringing over are not theirs. These illegal aliens are bringing over kids that they've kidnapped. They're smuggling kids over, and they see that that is their golden ticket to get across the border. So not only are you incentivizing people to come over here, you're incentivizing people to find kids to bring over here. $450,000 is a pretty good incentive to come to America, which, by the way, we've been told by Jen Psaki, this is just one stop. This is not the final destination for people. And then also to get a huge payout. Adam, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Adam.
Grace, I think this $450,000 payout is absolutely great news. Absolutely great news. Because what it does, it ensures that the 2022 elections will go to conservatives. I mean, this is, I've never heard of anything. You're illegal. You cross into the country, and we're going to give you a bonus for $450,000. It just, it defies imagination. It just shows you how radically the left is. I mean, they're just absolutely out of control.
Yeah, they're out of their minds, and they're tone deaf at every corner. They're tone deaf. And then, like I said before, it's like they're rubbing it in. You know, they're really making this so painfully obvious for people. And this is on top of everything else. You add this into the fact that, let's say this was, you know, 10 years ago or something, and this was happening, and you know, Fox News was talking about it, but nobody else was going near it. But people are hyper aware right now of politics. And there's a few reasons why. Obviously, Trump changed the game on that. People got more invested. But also, we're coming off a pretty rough 2 years right now. People are fed up. People want the government to back off. People want experts like Dr. Fauci out of their lives. And so people are tuned in to these updates and to this administration. And had Joe Biden come in and for 6 months taken a nap and just let things play out, I think people would have checked out. But because he came in so hot and just was immediately signing executive orders, killing jobs, killing the Keystone Pipeline. He had issues on the border. Now he has a supply chain crisis. Because there hasn't been a break in the action as far as his disasters go, people are aware of this. Joe, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, good afternoon, Grace. Thanks for taking my call. If this is absurd, and if this is not the, this is definitely going to be the gateway to reparations. If they can get this through, there's no reason why they can't get reparations through. It's absolutely insane, the amount of money they want to give away without having to put anything into it.
Yeah, and this is also coming after we hear about what's going into the framework of this Build Back Better program. And it's crazy to me that this administration truly thinks everything from cradle to grave can be free. And when you look at what's happening with the supply chain crisis on both coasts, but specifically in California, there's a shortage of truckers and there's a shortage of workers. And you really think about it for a second. I'm writing a piece about this for Spectator. You almost think, how could there not be? How could there not be right now after the last 2 years? When COVID, when we got the vaccine, what this administration should have done is they should have been, they should have tried to incentivize people going back to work, and they didn't do that. And so it's amazing that everything's a handout now and that no one's going back to work. And then you look at someone like Pete Buttigieg or Marty Walsh, and they don't have the answers. Suddenly, these people don't have the answers. The answer's so clear. Some of this stuff, I understand, in politics is complicated. You know, sometimes I'll bring on an expert. I'll say, I don't really get how this works. Explain it to people. But giving people $450,000 for illegally crossing a border, that is just dumb. You know, I don't need to bring on an expert to try to break that down for me. It's just stupid. John, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Grace. Thanks for taking my call. It's just one more of the absolutely insane policies that this administration has put forward. And I use that in with air quotes, because it's not the administration putting it forward, because, as we know, Kamala and Joe are totally stupid and inept, and they couldn't figure this out on their own, and I think they were handpicked because of that. But all of these policies are intentional to damage this country. I can't see it any other way. They're intentionally damaging this country, and the war in a way that no enemy of ours could do it.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, John. And what you bring me back to, and I hate that I always reference this, but it was a really great tweet Jesse Kelly put out one time, and he called us a suicidal nation. And he said a suicidal nation, and, you know, a country we inherited from better men than us. And I thought, that's a really great way to put it, because what we're doing to ourselves, you're absolutely right. China, all these other foreign leaders, they're looking at us going, we don't need to do anything. These people will be their own undoing. These people are their worst enemy. They're digging their own graves. We'll just sit back and watch. Because there's no other reason you do something like this. John, that it's a great, great point. And I used to think when people would say stuff like that, like, oh, you know, Democrats are trying to ruin the country. They're trying to flood the borders, ruin the country. I'd be like, all right, yeah. But, you know, we just disagree, whatever. I agree with John. I'm looking at this now and going, I can't really think of another explanation for why you do stuff like this. We'll be right back. We'll take all your calls, 844-500-4242. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier is one of the Eden Pure's best-selling products. And now Eden Pure is extending their special Thunderstorm 3-pack offer through the end of October. We have people ask us all the time, do these thunderstorms really work? They absolutely do. I have one in my kitchen because I have a really small kitchen, and especially right now it's getting chillier out. You keep the windows shut, the air gets a little stale. So if I cook something, it kind of circulates the air and it makes it smell clean again. It doesn't make it smell like perfumey or anything. It just makes the air smell pure and clean. But this is also a great product if you have a basement, because basements can get kind of damp. Taylor, I know you've got a little man cave situation at your house. And you use the Thunderstorm as well.
Absolutely. Sometimes I move the Thunderstorm upstairs to take care of any kitchen odors or anything else. And I notice when I forget to put it back in the basement, because it immediately gets dank and smelly and musty. And it's not pleasant. Then I put the Thunderstorm back and it's back to normal in a matter of hours.
See, now, if you have a basement, if you have a kitchen, if you have a car, and you want to keep that air smelling good, but you don't want to have to do what Taylor did, which is move it from one room to the other, there's a reason right now is such a good deal, because it's a 3-pack. So you can have the Thunderstorm in a lot of different areas in your house, keep the air smelling fresh. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click on my name, and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Click my name and use code word GRACE3. This offer ends October 31st on Halloween. All right, we'll be back with more of your calls, 844-500-4242. We're talking about the White House is considering payments of $450,000 per person to immigrant families separated at the border. I would say, do you think this is a good idea? But that's just a stupid question. Let's just talk about how ridiculous this is. We'll be right back. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley is your perfect lunch day.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
No soup for you!
This is the Grace Curley Show.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the party.
Spooky! Today's poll question is brought to you by NASA Disposal. Affordable rubbish and recycling from Duxbury to Provincetown. Go to NASADisposal.com. That's NASADisposal.com. It is the Friday before Halloween, and so we are having a very spooky poll question. Taylor, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
If you had to get rid of one of these candies forever, which would it be? Milky Way, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, M&M's, plain. Kit Kat, Snickers, or Twix?
You're going to have to do that voice now for every poll question for the rest of the show.
Kit Kat, Snickers, or Twix?
I'm going to say Kit Kat because I think Kit Kats are a little bit plain and stale and just kind of boring, and I don't understand the fuss. I would normally say M&M's, plain, but if you put M&M's in a hot fudge sundae, delicious. So I'm going to go with Kit Kat.
M&M's, Kit Kat, and Snickers are all tied at 10%. Only 3% say they'd get rid of Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. 24% say Milky Way. Twix is at 41%.
No! I love Twix!
I would imagine it has to do something with that commercial they put
out. Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that. Yep. I didn't even think of that. It was a very woke commercial if you guys didn't see it. All right, let's go to the lines here. Eddie, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Eddie.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, not much. I'm really pissed off what's going on at the border. I'm more pissed off at the American man that's sitting on your thumb and doing nothing. You know what I mean? Kuna had a rally last month. I was there. The back of my car had the whole back window of my car is painted with impeach Biden. What are they going to do?
Yeah, no, Eddie, I see your point. I know it feels like people are paying attention. And the best thing you can do, I hate to say this because I support people going to rallies and doing whatever they want to do, but we got to vote. We got to vote in 2022. We got to make our voices heard. We got to keep running for things, running for school board, running for town committee. I mean, that's where the action really happens. Elections have consequences. We are seeing the consequences on a large scale right now. I see everybody on the lines. We will get to your calls. I think we're going to save you for the other side. We'll keep going with this. It's an absurd story. I mean, the ACLU, man, they strike again. Really, they're doing the Lord's work. It's pretty amazing. And I agree with that caller about the Biden administration. They're going to claim our hands are tied. We have to pay illegal aliens $450,000 per person. What else are we supposed to do? We'll keep talking about this. Call in 844-500-4242. And also, we're going to talk a little bit about climate change when we return on this very spooky episode. Don't go anywhere.